Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we are now into hour number two here. Hurricane Sandy, if you just joined us, is being called the worst storm in 100 years because of a blue norther and a Pacific cold front all set to T-bone magically. They're saying we've never seen anything like it. October 30th, 31st on the East Coast. Three giant weather systems right before the election. Worst storm in 100 years. They're calling it an order of magnitude worse than the perfect storm of 1991. I've looked at the National Weather Service. I've looked at meteorologists. I spent a lot of time when I got home last night and this morning looking it up, and it looks bad. Let's hope it turns out to the ocean, but this will get Obama's plunge in the polls out of the news. It'll let him grandstand as a great leader, and it could, if it knocks enough power off, which they're saying it's going to do, postpone the election, and nobody's talking about that. Nobody is talking about that. I want to talk to meteorologists. I want to talk to weather modification people. I want to talk to, and we're lining some up for later in the show. We can get them now that I thought of this. And for Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. And I see somebody sold chemicals to weather companies. Angel, we'll go to you after the break because I don't want to cut you short. Again, folks, please, we don't screen your calls, but when you call and you're not a meteorologist or haven't sold chemicals to weather companies or aren't an expert in this, we could get Bob Fletcher on. Get Bob Fletcher on Sunday. Just load it up Sunday with the weather, because he was the first guy I ever heard talking about this, and he's been proven very accurate. I said I want to get Bob Fletcher back on anyways. That guy's an awesome interview. Because I want to get Bob Fletcher Arriba. So we are going to continue to break all of this down today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, specifically on HARP weather modification. Dr. Nick Begich. It's total transparency here. We just don't even have time to do this behind the scenes. Get me Nick Begich. I don't care what days. Today, Sunday, Monday, we're just going to watch this happen. He can list the patents, the manipulation. He'll have it all on Bill Gates, all the control. Heck, he's the best to get. They're all great. We'll get the Weather Wars meteorologist on. What's his name? I forget a name on in years. Badondi knows. He just called him. He's the Weather War. Scott Stevens. I want him. I want all the other talk show hosts who are taking notes right now. Good. All I want is the truth to get out. I'm going to talk about this briefly when we come back and then go to your calls. I don't mind when we break a story at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and it goes viral. And we don't get the credit, but when it happens every day, it's annoying. But still, the good thing to know is at least we're able to set the agenda more and more and able to get people to look at what we're talking about. But I'm just shocked by Glenn Beck and Fox News and Breitbart and dozens of publications, Human Events, you name it, Hollywood Reporter, saying that Breitbart broke the news of Ted Turner saying it's good that U.S. troops are committing suicide. We have it time-stamped. We put it out at 9 o'clock in the morning. Breitbart did it a few hours later. They even edited our video and just cut out our text. Beck linked to our video, but to somebody's copy of it, so it wouldn't be our channel. And, I mean, it's like, come on. When you break something, we link to you. I mean, Breitbart does a good job overall. Glenn Beck does a lot of good work. You know, that's why I love DrudgeReport.com. Drudge Report is, you know, the king daddy of it all when it comes to being able to set the agenda and really break news. And Drudge gives us credit. And it's just so weird. Like, every day now we have news that gets picked up and goes viral. It's important, you know, that we ferret out. It wasn't hard to ferret it out. It was on CNN. Nobody reported on it. I was wrong. I said it was Monday. It was last Friday he went on. So it took him like 5-6 days for us, for our listeners. Our listeners pointed this out. Hey, he said it's good the troops are dying. We write a report. It becomes a big national story. And nobody points out we're the first people. And then they say Breitbart broke it. It's even worse that they say they broke it. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. I love liberty. I hate tyranny. I tell it like I see it. My job's actually pretty easy. I am willing to face the facts and make preparation for them. I want to know the worst so that I can deal with it and take it to the next level of resistance. A lot of people hear this show for the first time and they think, man, you're just trying to scare people. No, I think people are like I am. I want to know just how bad things are so I am ready for it, so I get a heads up. It's like if you throw a football at your buddy. You're out at having a barbecue at the park or something with friends, and you get out of the car and you grab the football. How many of us have done this 100 times? And your buddy's walking. You're like, hey, Bill, heads up. And you go ahead and throw the football at him. Well, I mean, I'm giving you a heads up here. Heads up. The globalists are dropping a giant 10,000-ton anvil on our collective heads, and I want the 10-trillion-pound gorilla off our back. I want the elephant out of our room. I want our republic back. I saw an AP article today about, well, the courts are looking to see if the NSA can spy on everybody without warrants. Yeah, everything you do is listened to. The court's going to say if that's all right. Remember just 6-7 years ago, we would never spy on you without warrants. That would be illegal. Now it's like, well, we don't know if it's illegal. We don't know if it's illegal to secretly disappear you and put a bag over your head. We don't know if it's illegal to torture you. We don't know if it's illegal to torture little kids in front of their parents. We don't know if it's illegal to put forcibly inoculate kids nationwide when it's totally illegal. We don't know if it's... They're just getting us used to them doing whatever they want. That is all they are doing. And, you know, collectively, we're going to destroy ourselves if we don't start standing up against corruption and evil. It's very simple. Okay, look, I've got so much news here. If you just joined us the last hour, I broke down the worst storm in 100 years seen to hit the northeast U.S. That's Bloomberg. I know you already know about Frankenstorm, and the reporters are giggling and snickering about how it's a blue norther set to hit Hurricane Sandy the night of the 30th. 5 days before the start of the election. The election's already ongoing with early voting and absentee voting, so it'll disrupt that. They're saying 3 to 5 states are to have partial to full power outages. They've had the power go off on the East Coast before when a limb fell off. And if you look at, that's the National Weather Service. That's NOAA's track has it going right in above Virginia into Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. You guys, show the track map. They have a track map showing all the universities and different computers what they estimate. They pretty much all estimate smashing sometime Tuesday evening, Tuesday morning into the East Coast. Right before Election Day, the worst storm they've said in 100 years. Yeah, there's the storm tracks. All of them, except two, have it hitting the East Coast. Well, no, I guess the one that goes out to the ocean actually goes in to, South Carolina? Yeah, it goes into South Carolina, goes into North Carolina, goes around through West Virginia, down into Tennessee, and then back down through Georgia. Oh, boy, what a or Alabama, what a nightmare situation. So out of, 20-something tracks? Let's put that back up there and look at that. And give you a radio listener, we're streaming video at prisonplanet.tv, but I can verbally, audibly go over this for you. Yeah, every track has it hitting the U.S. Some of the tracks have it going into Maine. So they do have some of the tracks showing it going into Maine and then only hitting like Boston, you know, Massachusetts, Connecticut, places like that, but most of them. The most probable ones in NOAA's all have it going in just north of Virginia, into Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. The most populous areas of the United States. How many people live over there? 40 million or something ridiculous? So that's all set to go on. We pray for everybody there, and hopefully it'll magically turn out, because you know the government can control hurricanes. I just covered that the entire last hour. I want to go to your phone calls now. But I just went over a whole laundry list of mainstream news, how Bill Gates can control hurricanes, and how in the 60s they certified the Stanford Research Institute that the military could control them, with Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, we've interviewed. And History Channel reports on it, Discovery Channel, and AP, Reuters, Bloomberg, USA Today, BBC, all saying the government can create, can kill, can strengthen, can weaken, and can steer hurricanes. And they're having these ethical debates about, since Bill Gates invented this, and he's got the patents now, they're allowing him to patent stuff that's been around for 40 years at least. I showed that ABC News headline. So Bill Gates, the hurricane killer. Look this up. If you're tuning in going, oh, listen to this conspiracy theory, this is 100% admitted. So why aren't they out there staring it out to sea? Well, instead, meteorologists are saying they've never seen anything like this. They believe this only happens once every 100 years. They're not even sure it's ever even happened like this. Three weather systems to collide at the exact same time. It's not like two of them come in and sit there and collide and another hits. They're all set in the computer models to come together at the same time. Do you know what that means? That's how you get tornadoes when hot air hits cold air. You get three different weather systems, two cold air with different humidities. That can already cause superstorms. With another giant wet, hot hurricane coming in, we're talking crazy land. and it's set to hit right on time, the 30th and 31st, and power, they're saying, may be out in certain areas for up to 2 weeks. Just type in, authorities brace for power outages in Hurricane Sandy, or Frankenstorm, power outages expected. No kidding. They have ice storms on the East Coast and the Midwest and places, and the power's out for weeks. Man, I'm telling you, folks, talk about, and some will say, well, Obama supporters don't tend to go out and vote when it rains, a new poll shows. Give me a break, folks. Obama is going to be running around, surveying the damage, looking presidential in, you know, a military-style jacket, looking out the helicopter windows. I don't have time to campaign right now. You're going to hear this. I don't have time to campaign right now because of Hurricane Sandy and the Frankenstorm. So the guy running against me, he can say whatever he wants, but I gotta work for the American people after the flooding. You can really hear it all, can't you? You can all see it, and they can control hurricanes. So don't. I'm not saying they're controlling this, but it's the geographic area, the most populous, three storms in that area right before the election, and they can control hurricanes. I would be a bad person if I didn't say this looks very suspicious. And I asked the entire crew who really honestly give me their views, and they all told me they think it's suspicious. And a lot of times they disagree with me because not everybody can be as smart as I am. I'm joking, folks. That's a joke. I actually like to bounce things off of people. I know enough to know how much I don't know. And it's they all agree, you know, that it's the timing, the place, this weird, weird, bizarro storm. Ocean City braces for power outages, erosion and flooding from Hurricane Sandy, WJZ-TV. I mean, there's just hundreds of them. Just type in preparing for power outages, preparing. Toll-free number to join us if you are a meteorologist, if you are a weather person, if you are in weather modification. It's a huge industry. We'd love to hear from you, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's start going to them. Let's go to Angel, who sold chemicals to weather companies. Then we'll go to Michael, friend was cloud seeder in Vietnam. Let's go ahead and talk to Angel. Angel, what's your take on this?
Yeah, those that don't believe, it is true. We're a small company. We sold silver iodate and ammonium perchlorate to a company, and it was a big contract for him and even overseas and stuff. I guess I figured it was for farmers, you know, for areas that need rain and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's true. It is. It's true.
And again, that's literally 100-year-old technology, really brought to its peak 60 years ago. What they really use now is these big ionizing towers. That's on record too. I just showed up. I mean, this is going on.
They make some kind of a cartridge, a cartridge that they fit somehow. I don't know. I'm not an expert on it. But
well, there's a bunch of different ones. That, I mean, they can either spray it out of little outlets on the plane, or they fire cartridges that burn like rockets and kind of burn or explode, releasing particulate. Yeah, they can fly right into cells and increase them or weaken them, depending on what they want.
On another topic, when you get chills, you talk about how you get chills when you're, especially when you're saying something really important and such. I think that's the Holy Spirit that's stirring in you. That's you know, just like we get hunger pains from our stomach. I believe that the Holy Spirit is working through you and kind of stirring when you.
Well, when I feel the presence of God and discernment in the Holy Spirit, I feel like I want to cry because the grace is so incredible and the goodness of the Creator is so amazing. The chills are like a Danger Will Robinson thing. It's like, wow, this is really dangerous. Like when I know I'm right about something, I get chills.
That's your connection. That's it, your connection. That's reasserting itself in times when you're telling the truth. And I've been listening for many, many years. And I just all power to you. You know, you're doing it. You're doing the right thing.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Yeah, I used to get chills a couple times a year. Now, as this intensifies, when I'm really thinking about all this, I just start getting chills. It's. I mean, it's not even chills. It's hair on the back of your neck stand up. I'm starting to just feel the edge of it right now. Man, I think about this storm and I get chills. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Gentlemen, we're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon, 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't know how many people will be able to listen on the East Coast if the storm's as bad as they say. They're talking about tornado-style weather, flooding, power outages right before the election, hitting the most populous concentration of the country. Supposed to start hitting Tuesday into Wednesday and then finishing up by the 1st or the 2nd, right into election time. They're calling it the Frankenstorm from hell, the perfect storm, you name it. And I hope it's hype, but the evidence shows it's not. Perfect timing, you could say. for someone who wants to look presidential for the globalist? I don't know. Maybe you can explain to me how it's going to help Romney. Or maybe I'm wrong to say there's weather modification. I mean, they admit there is, but it's just best to ignore that. I know this. They could steer these hurricanes out to sea. Why don't they do that? Well, there's treaties saying they can only manipulate weather within the countries themselves. There's a 1978 treaty on weather modification. You can look that up. UN Treaty on Weather Modification on Geoengineering. Yeah, that's HR. What is it, HR? 2977, the Space and Preservation Act. That's right. Good memory, Badandi. Put it on screen for folks if you'd like. I want to go to Rick in a moment, who's Skywarn Company worker. I guess Skywarn is a type of weather warning company. I'll have to look it up. But first, Michael in California. Friend was Cloud Cedar in Vietnam. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Doug. How you doing?
Pretty good. What do you think of this magic superstorm?
Well, I just wanted to call because last year I was in Vegas for a weekend, and I was playing blackjack with this guy, and he was talking about how he was a weatherman, and I was like, oh, should I know who you are or something? And he went on to say that he worked for energy companies trading energy futures. So we started talking more, and he got into all this stuff. He said he used to seed clouds in Vietnam because their first course of action was trying to rain out the enemy. He was like, that's why whenever you see pictures of Vietnam, it's always wet, because I was making it rain all the time.
No, that's right. Livingston could dump, in a few hours, 10 feet of rain on people from a clear blue sky. And he would lead. This is a guy who was a fighter pilot in World War II. He would lead squadrons in and just flood them, sometimes 7 days a week. Getting shot at, pretty amazing guy. His interview's on PrisonPlanet.tv. In fact, I'm going to have in Paul Watson's articles, I know it's on YouTube too, we recently put it up there. It's like 6 years old, so it was on Google Video, really low quality. But Paul Watson's got an article coming out. We'll get it in there for you. I mean, we know they have weather control. That's certified. They can make hurricanes, control them, steer them, you name it. But, I mean, what about the timing of this? Three superstorms, it's not just a hurricane, set to hit each other at the same time.
Well, I think it's weird because I used to live in the East Coast. There's never a hurricane now. It's just there's never a hurricane in the end of October, so I've never seen that happen. But it's very weird. It's very convenient. But the other thing this guy said, which I thought I wanted to tell you, was he said global warming is a hoax for going into an ice age. So I thought that was really interesting too.
Well, all meteorologists who have any brain cells know that. It gets hot, it gets cold. But if you look at the trend going back over the ice core samples they've got going back millions of years, we have been in a off and on ice age period every 15,000 years, the last few hundred thousand, drifting towards another super ice age starting up that will send glaciers all the way down to the Texas coast. That's why you'll be driving through cornfields and see a giant boulder out there by itself. It's a glacial, alluvial rock. And, you know, that's why out by Lake Travis outside Austin, sometimes, you know, they run into dinosaur bones from Canada and giant, because they were pushed here by glaciers. That's the trend is towards an ice age. That's why the Bilderberg Group and Club of Rome actually in the 60s wanted to do geoengineering to make the Earth hotter. And they wanted to have a global government. Their excuse was save us from the ice age, which actually made more sense. But then they had a little warming period. They're short warming periods. And so they said, well, we'll just hype this for now to get power. But, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm just concerned if we do go into an ice age and we make most of the world's food in America, a drought is going to be the least of our problems. If we just have a freeze and when we freeze out all the food, there's going to be a huge crisis.
Well, here's the deal. The globalists started in the 50s with high-tech weather modification research, billions of dollars spent every few years on it. If you look at the numbers, we know about the spending. It's not exactly what they're doing because that's classified, but part of it's been declassified over the decades. It's been going on so long. And they said we need to be able to stop a new ice age and things. That's what I was just saying. The problem is they're just using it on futures markets, like you said, to destroy different companies' crops and things that aren't part of the global New World Order. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you'll ever make.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
I don't think we planned to play this right here, did we?
Into this house we're born.
Until this world we're thrown.
Into this world we're thrown.
We are back live.
Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
Best part's coming up.
There's a killer on the road.
Take a long holiday.
His brain is squirming like a toad.
Let your children play.
Take a long holiday. Let your children play.
And give this man a ride.
If you give this man a ride.
We've got to collectively not give the New World Order a ride on our back. We got to say, look, we don't trust you. We don't like you. Get out of our lives. I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. Talking about weather modification, the superstorm, but I heard the Austin police chief on News Radio 590 today. He's been a guest in here three or four times, Art Aceveda. And he was saying, look, you know, when we catch police officers lying on reports, that's a crime. And so I will fire you if you lie on a report because it discredits the entire police department. and the public has no trust in the government anymore. It's at record lows. That's a paraphrase, but he basically said just that. In fact, I meant to tell you guys to call KLBJ, one of our affiliates, and ask them to computer that clip over, but it doesn't matter because I didn't actually hear him on the show. He was on the morning show with Mark Ed and Sergeant Sam, my friends, and they were playing clips of it on the news is what I heard, but the point is that I went and pulled the article up. APD officer fired for lying is fighting to get their job back. And, you know, my issue on this is why is the police union defending this officer that punched this person in the face and saying it's okay to lie? I mean, I find that to be, you know, really, 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 really disgusting. My headset got unplugged here. And again, some drunk person reportedly spit in the cop's face, and so they punched him in the face, which I would probably do too, and then they lied on the report about it. Why not just say, I punched him because they spit in my face? You wouldn't get in trouble. And the police even said that. It's the culture of lying. And again, this is a nationwide show. I just found it very, very refreshing that Art Acevedo, who I've been at odds with over some of the things he's done, I'll say this, he's gotten police out of paramilitary uniforms back into regular police uniforms. I'll say this, now when cops shoot somebody in the back and it's proven that they did it wrongly, they get in trouble. Used to, you didn't even get in trouble. So Austin more and more is becoming a model police department versus some of these scary ones like the New York Police Department, but that's a side issue. I just can't believe that the police union head was on the radio today on the news saying that this officer should not have gotten in trouble for lying. It's a felony to lie on a police report, last time I checked. And I've run into cops lying about me where it's clearly a lie. And it's very upsetting when a guy in a uniform is sitting there lying to someone about you when they supposedly are this authority figure and someone who's, you know, of the highest, you know, quality. And I've gotten very mad repeatedly when cops start lying. And that is, you want to punch my buttons, man. That is one of my buttons. And I grew up watching cops plant drugs on people. And of course, a lot of them ended up going to jail where I lived in Rockwall. Sheriff Department people. So I guess they got theirs in the end. It's just that I've seen tyranny. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty. So I know there are a lot of good police in this country, and I guess one of them, you know, more and more is Art Acevedo. Last time he was here, you know, I disagree with some of the stuff he does, getting federal money and doing blood draws and all the rest of this garbage that I know is unconstitutional. You know, he took me aside and he goes, you know, I used to hear you when I first moved here and thought you were out of it, but I looked a lot of it up and it's crazy. And he said some other stuff to me off record, but that wasn't off record. But I could tell he was genuinely starting to wake up, and I see this as evidence of that. You know, the only way that we're going to get out of this is to not be corrupt ourselves. And that means me. I mean, I work to not do bad things. And I'll tell you something. When I do them, I own up to them. Owning it is what it's all about. And the police chief has said, punch the person in the face for spitting on them. That was witnessed. That's, you know, the person assaulted you. It was probably a little, you know, more than you should have done, but it's a thing of passion. Wouldn't have gotten in trouble. But you lied about it on a police report. I mean, I see countless videos where the police beat people up and then call it assault that the person put their arm up when they're on the ground being beat up. And then juries see that and they go, oh, yeah, that's an assault or resisting to put your arm up. No, it's not. I saw another article today of someone in diabetic shock being tasered by police. The person runs off the road. Cops get called. They get there. They say, get out of the car. The person's drooling in diabetic shock, so they start tasering him. And I see this every couple days now where someone's having a seizure. Or there's a new video out, speaking of who needs to be fired, that we're going to play in the next hour. A video, cop shoves crippled woman with cerebral palsy. This is the most pitiful clip I've ever seen. This older woman is hobbling along, obviously having trouble walking. You know, when you see somebody like that, you get out of their way. You open doors for them. You know, you have pity on them. Now think about maybe we should play it and then go to Rick and others. And we have an engineer also who wants to talk Ted. But go ahead and start rolling the video for radio listeners. Just in the background. But the point is I think of my grandmother who got polio back in the 1950s. And, you know, she refused to be in a wheelchair. She'd probably be dead today if she hadn't. She's almost 90. And, this is so pitiful to see this woman, you know, who's clearly crippled. And like thugs out of a science fiction movie or out of some third world country, the police, because she's walking and they're gang members, and it's a huge open street, sidewalk. They got plenty of room to go around her, step aside. They shove her down to the ground. I mean, just that's exactly how New York cops act. And I'm not saying there aren't some nice ones, because I run into some of those, too, that are listeners, but by and large, they're gang members in uniforms. And it says, if you want to understand the disdain cops have of the general public, see how this article from Information Liberation is a good site. They're just saying all cops. See how you're getting guilty because of this? I don't think that's right, though. It's kind of like veterans. Some of them do bad things. Are all veterans bad? Just watch this video a few dozen times. In it, Vancouver police officer walking down the street with two fellow gang members comes upon a clearly disabled woman, hobbling, bent over. She obviously can't even see him. She's and shoves her to the ground when she tries to walk between them and his fellow thugs who are taking up most of the entire sidewalk. You know what? It's not just cops. I've been on the hike and bike trail, and I like mountain biking. But Richard Reeves and I the other day hiked 8 miles down 360 all the way to Barton Springs. And then we get there, and they go, Woody Harrelson was just here. You missed him again. He was talking about you, which is driving me up the wall because we always hear when Woody's in town. Richard Linklater's like, yeah, Woody wants to go on your show. Call Woody's publicist, never get a call back. But side issue, just weird to like miss him twice in the last week. And the entire time, some areas would be like 10 feet wide paths. We'd be over on the side, and these bike riders would come three abreast, and Richard steps aside for him. And he goes, that's just the etiquette. You have to step aside. And I went, well, I'm not stepping aside. And some of these guys would actually bow up and come close to me. And I'm not looking for a fight, but you run into me on purpose, you're going to get you're going to get attacked right back. I mean, it's just, I guess that's how government works. If you cower to people over and over again, they start thinking it's their right. Because I was like, now some of them were polite and would say, you know, thank you for stepping aside. And sometimes it'd be a small path and we'd step aside for the bike riders to get off their bike. But I mean, when you're like a 10-foot flat path and these bike riders are feeling, it's like road rage. All these wimps feel powerful in their car until they actually, you know, get in a fight with somebody. And you watch this video. Let's show it one more time, and I'll narrate it and then go to calls, I promise, for Rick and Ted. I'm going to hear in just a moment talking about weather modification. This video is so incredible. You've got this woman hobbling around down the street. You've got cops walking with aggressive gang member stances. You've got a handicapped woman. And by the way, there's other people in the street. She can't get out of their way because of a man kind of walks towards her. So she steps over to go between the cops. And they shove her down, man, I tell you. And, you know, now you will be arrested. In North Korea, if you don't bow to a cop, life in prison. And that's where we're going. North Korea, you want it, you got it. Man, unbelievable. Unbelievable. That guy should be drummed out of there, and those other police that sat there and stand around like gang members and laugh at her on the ground, they should all be immediately fired, and that guy should be charged for assaulting a woman. If we won't protect women and handicapped people, folks, we won't protect anybody. But you hear all the comedians make fun of cripples all day. Every time I tune in to talk radio, on the wild band on satellite radio, man, that's like the hot thing, is to make fun of mentally retarded people and handicaps and folks, and it just makes me sick. All right, I know I'm ranting. I'm going to shut up. Folks, the big news here, if you just joined us, is worst storm in 100 years seen to hit the northwest U.S. Hurricane Sandy, while the blue norther is coming down, set to hit at the exact time when it's most explosive, cold air hitting hot, you know, Caribbean heated up water and air. And then you've got a big western storm blowing in full of water that's cold out of the Pacific. They said they've never even heard of anything like this. It's so incredible. So they're calling it a 100-year Frankenstorm. And did anybody think this is going to hit the 30th, 31st, 5 days before the election, November 6th, that this could be used to postpone the election? Unheard of? Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Rick Skywarn, I guess that a company worker, listening on the GCNLive.com streams. Rick, go ahead, sir. Give us your take on this. We'll go to Ted, the engineer in New York.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. God bless. Enjoy listening to your show. First time call in. Skywarn, what we are, a lot of our folks in Skywarn, we are in also amateur radio. We are volunteers for the National Weather Service.
Oh, that's right. I saw a guy got taken in by the FBI for one of the volunteers for taking photos for NOAA a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and we had some guys here that had some mysterious stuff. They were sitting around watching Air Force One come in. We're in an area here where in Ohio where they usually come in for their during their campaigns, and the Akron Canton area, and a couple of our guys got they come storming their cars because they had they have antennas on their cars and light bars for
they're traffic. A little nervous because 10,000 missiles got given to Al Qaeda, 2,000 of them heat seeking and radar guided. It's our government gave them that, so they're pretty paranoid when you're hanging out by airports. But listen, what's your point on weather modification?
I've been seeing a lot of chemical type trails, going on, and I've been having a lot of sinus issues going on. And I hear a lot of other people, complaining about the sinus problems. All you got to do is look to the skies, and you can see some of the weird stuff going on up there.
I've had countless meteorologists on and played clips of meteorologists on the news saying, look at all these trails coming in. That's not natural. That's being sprayed. They admit this modification's going on. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Ted in New York, who's an engineer listening on WRSB 1310 AM. And Ted, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Yes. There's a few things that I'd like to point out about hurricanes and so forth. To begin with, I figured out the energy of HAARP a few years ago based on the acreage and the anticipated 1.3 billion watts of power. It turns out it's about 400 watts to the square foot, at least at that time, which is interesting. That's about the same as a microwave oven. But it's also worth noting that this is in the 8 to 10 megahertz band that HAARP operates on. Now, the water absorbs energy and gets hot, and the 3 gigahertz, I think it's 3.2 is the number, and that's the wavelength that will heat water up. When you look at the vortex of a hurricane, which a vortex is naturally circular, when you look at Katrina and others, they have a hexagonal hole in the middle of them.
Right. And Katrina sat there and did things they'd never seen for a few days, acted like they admit they can steer hurricanes. I've had the head of HAARP on. They admit they can, quote, ignite the atmosphere with it.
And then HAARP did a 90-degree turn straight for the coast, I believe that based on these numbers and other data that this has to be done from orbit. And the amount of power involved is a staggering amount of power, far more than a solar cell-powered satellite can generate. In fact, it would have to be a nuclear-powered satellite to generate the kind of wattage required.
Well, they admittedly have launched nuclear-powered satellites back in the 60s and 70s. They did some treaties on them and say they're not going to do them anymore. But now you hear NASA saying they want to launch nuclear-powered spacecraft. I'm sure you've heard those announcements.
Well, they did. Cassini was nuclear. It had like 7 pounds of plutonium.
Sure.
The Voyagers have been transmitting since 1976, and they both have thermonuclear generators that are out on the end of a long arm because they're not shielded, and they've generated a tremendous amount of radiation. But Yeah, so the thing is, I believe a lot of people misunderstand what some of the things HARP can do, you know, and you're kind of looking down here at HARP when the problem is really high overhead, about 200 miles up.
Yeah, but again, from according to Livingston and others, the antennas are great, but they're generally localized, like you were saying, and take a lot of power. The old-fashioned plane spraying is where he said they can really control these hurricanes. The old low-tech chemical route.
That I don't disagree with that at all. And that's, we got a couple different vectors at work here, and you know the main thing is that you know hurricanes are driven by heat and warm water, which is why
you know what you know what.
Out.
I want to hear more from you. Will you hold till we start the next hour? Because I got something special. We're going to do in the short little segment coming up next, and then because I can tell you know what you're talking about. I've been reading a bunch of engineers and people, and you're saying what they've said. You want to have some more comments when we start the next hour?
Well, I can only hold for a short time.
We got to jump in. Thanks for calling. Great points you made. More calls coming up. Got a little surprise straight ahead on the other side, and more calls. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back live, have a whole nother hour. We're going to get into economic news, some other things we haven't covered, some police state news coming up in the next hour, and your phone calls. I'm now going to open the phones up for everybody on the hurricane, on the perfect storm, the Frankenstorm, on the election, on the New World Order, on the Prop 37 out in California to label GMO foods. Whatever you'd like to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Open phones now, 800-259-9231, to give us your take on all this. Here's the big announcement. It's here. And if you want to order it, here is the DVD, Strategic Relocation, Joel Skousen details the safest places to live and how to secure your home. And this underpromotes, overdelivers. It actually breaks down the globalist master plan to take over from he and I's perspectives. It's got incredible graphics, video. I mean, it's pretty much a film. We don't call it a film, but more and more we should have just officially called it a film. And it's available for $19.95 right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get free bumper stickers and a evil citizen rule book with founding father quotes, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, and George Washington is praised inside of it. We are evil. So Strategic Relocation is now available. And I have a trailer for that we're about to premiere here that Rob Jacobson put together. Also, The Great Culling. I'm in this. A lot of other great researchers are. Our food, our water, our air. How they're putting toxic poisons in the food and water, like sodium fluoride. Very well done from the people that brought you What in the World Are They Spraying? I want to get these guys on the show. That is now available. It's just come out at InfoWarsStore.com. Also makes great Christmas gifts. And in closing on the plugging, the best Christmas gift or holiday gift to wake somebody up is the 12 issues of the new InfoWars magazine delivered to their door. While supplies last, we'll always give you whatever the issue before was. So your first issue, you'll get two in the mail. It's $59.95. More than half of that is the cost to ship it out 12 times. It costs a lot to ship something 12 times. And so we're selling this at cost, $59.95. Give it to your police station. Give it to your senator, your congressperson, your mayor, your library, your friends, your family. They'll get at least 12 of these in their mail. And they're powerful covers, powerful terms. They'll tend to read it. Full of graphics. World-class magazine. Gets better every month. Third issue going to come out soon. So InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to this trailer for Strategic Relocation, the film. Now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
While we fight to retain our liberty, while we fight to expose globalism, we have to realize we're talking about a very powerful combination of power.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen breaks down the globalist plan to shut down America and stage a new world war.
In one day, America will go from day to night. And if you haven't prepared in advance, there's not enough time to prepare in 24 hours, even if you saw it that early.
Coming to the InfoWar in November is our new documentary film presentation.
Strategic Relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Joel Skousen, Strategic Relocation.
The freeways are going to be crowded, they're going to run out of gasoline, they're going to run out of food, and then they're going to start to go north and south of those freeways.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
We talk about natural disasters, the health environment, we talk about pollution, the water quality, my personal experience about being in every one of these states.
Government is digging in for the organized, incremental collapse of society and world war.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come. Most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town.
All right, folks.
These nuclear weapons.
You can see the full trailer up at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back in a moment. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, third edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.